Spread Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
This is Natasha Sinjanović at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival. I am here with Fabian Gasmija and Henning Khan of Detail Film, who are part of the Cinelink section of the industry program, with which we are media partners, you well know by now. And they are here presenting the film Hilal Feza and Other Planets by writer, director, and producer Kutlug Ataman. So you are the German co-producers on this new project. And we should also mention that Ataman's competition film, The Lamb, screened last night at the National Theatre. And first of all, you were also producers on that film. How did that go?
Well, we basically met 2 years ago here in the market. It's a Cinelink project from 2012. And we fell in love with each other, basically. We made the film within the year and came back last year for the work in progress section. And we even won one of the work in progress awards, which helped a lot to finish the film. And now we are very happy to premiere the film here at Sarajevo as well. But we also thought, why not come with a new idea? And we're very happy we got selected by Cinelink.
So this is a true Sarajevo romance. And Henning, how was the response last night to the film at the premiere?
It was beautiful. We were very eager to present the film here, where it in a way originated, at least the whole setup. We were already surprised to have a very, very warm feedback at the Berlinale Panorama, because we thought it's a small, cute drama, but we didn't expect people to react so humorously to it. And so obviously, if you premiere it then here, you're eager to see how it's going to play out with another audience in a country that is culturally much closer to Turkey than Germany is. And it worked very, very well. A very warm welcome, great feedback. So we're really happy.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. So let's talk a little bit about the new project, Hilal Feza and Other Planets. Again, like I said, Kutlug Ataman is a Turkish director. And what is this new project about? Is this also a comedy? Is it along the lines of The Lamb, or is it a departure, a different kind of film? Fabian?
That is a very good question indeed, because Kutlug just finished a first draft of the script, and by reading and revising it once again, he said, I'm not handing this out because I want my film actually to be much more funnier. In a nutshell, it's a culture clash film between a young Muslim girl and a young transvestite being both oppressed, and even though being on both ends of a possible, you know, a human interaction, they become friends and they start to help each other. So it's a very, very tough scenes in it, but he wants to connect it with humor, and he has proven with Kuzu, with The Lamb, that he's very able to do that.
So Henning, tell me a little bit about how, when you come here for the co-production market, if you can tell us a little bit how that works.
How that works is that you meet a bunch of people and you exchange ideas and views and opinions on what kind of stories you want to tell and how you want to tell them, and whether it's possible in the setup, you know, with the people that you meet or not. It involves a lot of drinking and a lot of laughter and a lot of like true connections. So, and if a true connection happens, then, you know, then you move on, and it's probably not the last meeting, but it's the beginning of a whole long stretch. And ideally, you not only find people to work on one project, but you find people to work on several projects, you know, just like we do with Kutlug now. You know, we met here, we did one film, and now we're probably going to do several more with Kutlug. So it's more for on the long run. The idea is always to keep collaborating, not once, but for many more times to come.
So, for now, it's a Turkish-German co-production. What other co-production countries are you looking for?
Well, we have room for at least one additional country, and our idea was to talk to French producers for several reasons, and to French world sales companies. Today, we got a very interesting advice, actually, as the region is becoming more active, as well as minority co-producers, to have a look at Macedonia, for example. And there's this new fund in Sarajevo for minority co-productions, and this is highly interesting as well. We have some ties already, because I think it's the sixth time now in Sarajevo, and we've done one film with Bosnia before, in co-production with Slovenia.
Which film was that?
That was With Mom, that premiered last year in the competition. And a delegate producer on that film was actually the head of Cinelink. So all of that basically started 6 years ago when I attended the talent section as a talent. And that was the initial moment when I fell in love. Henning came 1 year later with a short film we produced then. And from this time on, we try to come every year because it's definitely within the top three of our favorite festivals. And it's definitely within the top three of the markets we really like. because it's really efficient. All the people that we want to work with are usually here. And then besides that, it's just a wonderful experience to watch a film in the open air, for example, and to have more time than at the big and super busy festivals like Berlin or Cannes.
I swear I didn't pay you guys to say this about the festival. This is the best promotion possible. This is wonderful, and I'm very happy that you spoke to us about it, that you told us about the project, and I wish you all the best of luck with Hilal Feza and Other Planets, which is the new project by Kutluk Ataman, who is here with my guests Fabian Gasmia and Henning Kam of Detail Film, as part of the CineLink co-production market. And I just want to remind listeners that Kutluk Ataman's competition film, The Lamb, screened last night. And again, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Natasha Sinjanovic here from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival. You're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.